Welcome to a special episode of TV Campfire Podcast. We have a special interview with Aldous Hodge and Will Wheaton from TNT's Leverage. This was a conference call that had several people on the line, including myself, and I will give credit and introductions to the other people's questions as the interview goes along. The first person that got to ask questions was Lena Lamore from lenalamore.com. Excuse me if I'm mispronouncing that.
So what would you like to hack the most and why?
I think if I said that, I would probably get myself put in jail. I'm okay.
I am existentially interested in hacking the system and gaining root access to the fundamental operating system of the world. So, I mean, yeah. I'm aiming high.
Well, I'll talk to you on that one. I want to hack the Federal Reserve and the government's financial reserve just to see where all of our money goes, where all the tax money goes, because I'm paying tax.
Alex has changed a lot from the beginning of the show, so how do you feel about his development, and what do we have to look forward to from him in the upcoming episodes?
I think Alex has taken more authoritative stance as far as his role in the team and his responsibility to the team. He understands now more what he's capable of and his value, and I think because Ed was stated earlier in the season that he wants to run his own crew someday, now he's more and he's still very playful, very much a kid and having fun and loving his job and enjoying his job, but he's grown up in the sense of just being a little bit more focused on the world that he's now become a part of because he needs to learn a few things to start running his own camp one day. And as far as the upcoming episodes, I don't know if I can say too much about that, but we have some exciting things going on for those of you who pay attention to pretzel.
The next person that gets to ask questions was Douglas Dobbins from Takes on Tech.
How do you work on getting guest stars to be comfortable doing this and get up for a Christmas episode? How do you make Christmas episodes special? Because let's be honest, with a lot of TV shows, Christmas episodes are kind of filler.
Well, do we get to steal stuff and blow stuff up in our Christmas episodes, so.
this particular episode is it's a classic Leverage heist put within the context of a mall at Christmas time. It completely avoids the trap of taking a Christmas theme and forcing a show to work within it. In this particular case, the story and the characters are as important to what happens as the setting.
Well, you guest star in a lot of things. How was it to do Leverage, and how do you approach it differently than, let's say, guest starring on a short form thing, let's say, like The Guild?
They're very different. Practically, the filming experience is very different. On The Guild, we have a very small budget, and we never have enough time. And we're all working as hard and as fast as we can to get the story done. Leverage is different because Leverage has the backing of an enormous network and a studio, and we have a bit more time to go and bring the whole show together. Where they're very similar is they are both shows that have tremendous writing and an extremely talented cast. And I do my very best just not to mess up. I want to honor what I've been given. I want to rise to the occasion, and I don't want to be the guy that everybody has to keep slowing down to pick up. So I work just as hard on everything. Every job I work on, I work as hard as I can and as professionally as I can to make sure that I rise to the occasion.
Great. And how about having guest stars? How does that relate to you? How does how do you learn to interact with them so quickly, since they might only be for an episode or two compared with the cast being there day in, day out for a 13-episode season?
Well, a great guest star is like having gold on set, because we as a cast need guest stars to fill our stories, keep things interesting for the audience, and push us throughout the season. So whenever we can get a really good guest star who comes in, does their job well, finds their comfort zone easily, and meshes well with us, that's always, it's very lucky, because sometimes it can be rare. But, you know, Will just came in, I remember the very first time he came in for the Two Live Crew job. That was just a mess of fun, because, of course, he was my direct nemesis, and it was the first time I think we introduced a direct nemesis for Harrison, so I was very excited about it, very excited to see who I was working with. And we played off each other so well, I think much better than I had anticipated or anybody else had anticipated. So it was very much a treat, because for us, you know, it's a staple of any good show. You can have a great cast and that's amazing, but you need good guest stars to keep things interesting for the characters in the cast, to keep things interesting for our future investment, for moving where we want to go, such as is proven with Will coming back another time, or Chaos coming back another time to give us some more problems. We already have a history there. The audience loves it. They're anticipating it, and they're waiting for it. So it creates great, great rhythm for our production in general. And it's very typical to have a very solid actor who knows how to do their job. And, Will, you came in, man, and, you know, you just fit right in. You played along, because sometimes it can be sticky trying to get a nice relationship right off the top with new actors. And he came and he did his thing. He was very comfortable, made us feel very comfortable. We tried to make him feel very comfortable, and we had a lot of fun playing. And I'm pretty sure this is, you know, at least I hope this is not the last time that we see Chaos.
You know, any show, any cast, it's like a family. And the family dynamic, you know, there are functional families and there's dysfunctional families. And Leverage is a very functional family. And as a guest star, it is a double-edged sword for me. I get to work consistently without being tied to one particular character and one particular story style. But at the same time, I get to work on a show like Leverage where I instantly love the cast, I instantly feel at home, I instantly feel like I'm part of the family, and then 8 days later, I go back to my regular life or I go back to a different show. And it is, it's a real wonderful gift that I get to work with great material, but I also get to work with actors who really make me feel like I am part of their team. And it was such a good time to do the ho 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 job. I really, really, really hope that I'll get to come back in the future so that we can go head to head again.
And I'm up next, so let's get into my portion of the interview. They've been hinting at a Hardison Parker relationship for a while, but it's been kind of inconsistent. I was wondering what you felt about that and where you thought that relationship was going.
Serve it up on a silver platter too quickly, because where do you go from there? But I think these two characters, because they're both crazy in their own way, Harrison seems a little bit more stable, but really when you think about it, he makes his living off of, you know, digging into other people's privacy. It's a little crazy to me. So these two characters, they fit and they work in the most obnoxious way. And I think that once we actually get there, because believe me, they will get there. Once we get there, it's going to be a beautiful thing, and it's going to be very interesting and quite fun. But I'm looking forward to it, and I know that our audience is definitely looking forward to it. But every step of the way, every season, you know, every episode, we try to take steps there. And like I said, the season finale, we don't give it to you all, but there's definitely another step, and we'll give you something to look forward to season four.
Also, Hardison is the super geek of the crew, and I was wondering, are all the geek references all the writers, or do you get to throw in a couple yourself? And are you a geek, I guess?
I can attest that, am I a geek?
Yes.
I am in my own little way, except for I'm a geek in the mechanical sense as opposed to the technical sense. I'm becoming technically savvy, but I'm more gear savvy. I grew up designing homes and architecture and cars, planes, and right now I've made a business out of designing watches. I love gears. I love the inner workings of things, and I like to get my hands on them physically, take them apart, and put them back together. Whereas my character gets his hands on them virtually and takes things apart and reassembles them. So I am a geek in that sense. I do love my sciences. Math is a whole different deal, but I love design. And math is married to design, so I'm forced to learn it. It's something that I think I'm always going to be a part of. But now I'd be pretty geek. The first part of your question was about my character being what now?
He had a lot of references to geekdom, I guess, and I was wondering, were those all writer references, or did you get to throw in any?
Oh, yes. My apologies. I do improv a ton when it comes to this, but usually the geek references come from mainly John Rogers and Chris Downey. That's the geek soul of this character you come to know those two. John and Downey, I mean, they're eternally just intelligent in a way that I can't even fathom. And I learned more just sitting there listening to those guys than I could learn, you know, in a whole semester at Harvard. so I attribute to those two. Also, we have a great staff of writers that also contribute much as well. Great staff of writers. I mean, in the past few seasons, we've had Albert Kim, Christine Borland, Amy Berg, Jessica Reeder, Melissa Glenn. We've had amazing, amazing cast. Right now, we have Jeffrey Thorne, who's a great writer. I really love his work. And, you know, I usually get some great geek references from him as well. So,
I just had one question for Will. I was wondering, what is it like playing all the various guest star roles you've been playing on sci-fi shows like Eureka now, well, Leverage isn't exactly sci-fi, versus playing a cartoon version of yourself on Big Bang?
I wouldn't characterize Evil Wheaton as a cartoon version because he is grounded in a certain reality. It's really fun to play characters who are very unlike who I am in real life. The greatest joy of being an actor is getting to pretend and experiment with realities and motivations and ideas that are completely different and in some case antithetical from my own. And the key difference between every show I do and Big Bang Theory is even though I am playing a character on Big Bang Theory who looks like me and sounds like me and has the same name as me and is actually from sort of an alternate reality in which I exist, it is always a real, like, just it's a mind frack to hear the actors and writers and director talk about me as Will Wheaton when they're talking about Johnny as Leonard or Kaylee as Penny, and then they talk about me as Will Wheaton. It's really weird to wrap my head around that because I am used to playing characters who don't have the same name as me.
Thank you very much. Up next is Angela Sakesh, and I'm sorry for totally mispronouncing your last name, from scifichick.com.
You guys are both hackers on this role, so do you guys get to interact with each other? Is there kind of a jealousy thing going on at all?
Are you talking about between our characters?
Yes.
I think there was a bit of jealousy established between our characters, and Will, you can definitely jump in on this one. I think in the first episode that we did together, when Hardison was kind of beat for the very first time, and of course he doesn't like chaos, but there's a general respect,
for his skill level, because there's nobody else in the world as good as Hardison. I mean, Hardison can go work for the FBI, who has the best hackers in the world working for them, so, but he chooses to do his own thing. So I think that is a bit of jealousy established. I think that Chaos, once he got beat himself, had to give up his crown, his throne. His pride was beat down a little bit, and you know, I think there may be a little bit of jealousy on his end. So I think because of that, these two are going to continually go back and forth for seasons to come. Hopefully they do, because it's such a fun banter.
Yeah, these guys are, they're Holmes and Moriarty. It's Superman and Lex Luthor. It's Kennedy and Khrushchev. These guys are complete nemesis to each other. And I think if you asked Hardison who the greatest hacker in the world is, he would say, well, it's me, of course. And if you asked Chaos, he would say, well, it's me, of course. And then who's the second best? And each would probably say the other. And that's what makes it really fun to bring these guys to life and have them clash, because they probably, I mean, if you were to make them characters in a role-playing game and build out their stats, they're probably really close. They're maybe separated by 1 point in either direction in a few different places. They are both, from their point of view, without peer. And the truth is, these two guys, if they were on the same side, the world would really be in a lot of trouble.
Will, you've been doing a lot of guest star roles, like I've said before. Have you shown any interest? Do you have any interest in doing a recurring role and maybe a show of your own again?
Absolutely. Being an actor and being employed full time are two things that rarely overlap. It's always great to know, okay, well, I go to work tomorrow instead of, well, I finished the job today and I don't know what's coming up next. I'm incredibly grateful and I am incredibly fortunate to have a lot of opportunities the last couple of years to work pretty steadily on a lot of different shows. I was saying earlier that it's wonderful to be a guest star because I get to go around to a lot of different shows and play a lot of different characters and stay steadily employed. And I certainly would not say no if the right show came along and wanted to put me on as a regular. I worked as a reoccurring regular on the last 10 episodes of Eureka this season, and it was just great. It was really wonderful to be, to be there, essentially full time, and get to settle into a rhythm and get to be somewhere for more than a week at a time.
Are there any that you would love to get on yet that you haven't?
I am a huge fan of Modern Family, and I love Fringe. I love shows that are intelligent, that don't play to the lowest common denominator in the audience, and I would love an opportunity to work on a show that is smart and clever, that doesn't try to run away from that.
That's it for this exclusive interview. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I'll talk to you guys next week.